movement.
Would you think it was just a little tiny misunderstanding? No, like they weren't trying to make a new genre.
But I mean, maybe yeah, you're right. But I feel like Nata did make a lot of bold statements, like a putazo, boom.
And then Nata said, "Yo me muevo con los reales nomás, por eso no me junto con ustedes."
Damn.
And then Obi said, "Real son mis letras, mi hijo, mi vida, eso es real."
You can't just add that into the...
No, I cannot. What's up, guys? Welcome to the...
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Do it.
That would be so funny. Just random.
We do.
Huh? So we're all gonna do it.
The what?
Okay. But yeah, you gotta stick out your tongue.
No, this is good. We started the episode.
All right, man. Go. Continue.
Welcome to episode number 20.
Okay, ready?
No, it's because he's still planning it.
No. Continue.
So just remember the.
Welcome to episode number 26. Agosto Papa. You guys can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify.
Wait, arriba México, cabrones!
That's right. Bien puesta.
You know what I realized?
What?
You made him wear that shit for no reason.
Yeah,
that's not how to say it, bitch. But besides that, he wouldn't have brought nothing up.
No. I know. I was like, can you wear the same shirt as yesterday? Because you know how you don't shower.
I didn't shower, bitch. I had to wash this too.
Yeah,
hey, talk about what was the second time you have to wear this.
Oh, yeah. This fucked up the fucking audio, guys. So this episode is coming out late because we had a reshoot. Too much yelling, my voice is done.
You're wondering, we got new and improved mics. We just need one more thing to make
these are like the best mics they had at the store.
So you guys are gonna hear that voice crack really crisp, clear.
George Rogan. I said Joe, before I fix myself.
Yep, these are like the most top of the line.
The ones that
Mike
Feklan uses to
record his music too. And soon enough, me too.
Shut up.
Record, yeah, but not release.
I know.
Yeah, I have so much.
You guys got a comment to tell Jason to release his music.
Hey, any of you guys want to tell the fans why we're uploading late?
Yeah, cause,
and why we got new mics?
Because Jason fucked up.
All right, I'll say it.
And we filmed the whole episode.
Okay, let's see. My mic on.
Wait, let's clear our name with Legado. We never clear our name with Legado.
What do you mean?
What happened? Like, everyone's hating on the episode.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But no one knows why.
Guys.
Okay, before you guys are about to get some story.
Yeah, this is bad.
You guys are about to get a story that probably none of them thought they'd ever have to say.
I didn't want to say because I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, but.
But then I feel like we should clear our name because I feel like that makes it look unprofessional and like stupid.
He's had it right here in his chest.
We filmed the episode.
You were the same in the episode as every other episode, but let me explain us.
We filmed the episode. We had some badass questions.
It was going good.
Yeah. Amazing questions. 40 minutes into the episode, Jason's computer dies.
45.
Thank you.
His computer died. And we lost the whole file.
And we had to start over, and the vibe wasn't the same.
We had like Ramon trying to like... look for it or something.
Yeah.
So we had to reshoot it, come up with new questions on the spot.
That's what you guys are saying, like, oh, you guys are asking them this and that. Well, we can't ask them the same.
We had to improvise.
Yeah, we had to do that. You know how we always do that shit where we ask them like funny stuff or like show them shit on screen? Well, we couldn't do that anymore, so we had to like
improvise.
Like, if you guys want the raw footage, we could put up the raw footage. I'm pretty sure we still have it.
No, they're not gonna want to see that. But yeah, I took a L.
We all took a L, but no one knows that. All
right, bet.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Clear.
If you guys are wondering why Bo Bundy's voice is really low on the episode.
Jason.
Yeah.
Nah, it's because, look, this is what happens. Like, the mic will be good, but, like, the guests won't, like, stick their fucking face on
you
the
want
fucking...
to, like, Gaga 3000?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is what
like I'll tell them once, like, oh, get close to the mic. And then they'll get comfortable and they'll end up being like this. But, like, these mics are really good.
Well, yeah, fool. It's because...
They'll be like...
He's like...
Yeah, fool. Damn, fool. So what's
he'll fucking have his feet up here and...
They'll be like...
And I go stop.
But then again, it's Jason's fault because he is in charge of audio.
So. Well, I guess I could scream at the fucking artist to get close to the mic. Get close to the mic.
So okay, then back to the point. Oh, yeah. We filmed the whole episode, a whole hour and a half of filming.
That was supposed to be uploaded yesterday.
Yeah, and filmed on Thursday.
Yeah, and we had a whole like badass 5 days to fucking film that shit, and it was a badass episode. And my mic was off the whole time.
My mic was off.
It's a burst from fucking it off. Funny Mimo.
My.
Yeah, but that's the worst part. You know, we could still see the episode, but the mic was off.
Out of all the bad things that has happened,
a lot,
it led up to this.
Me buying new mics.
Yep.
No, we're already gonna have new mics. We're just waiting.
But I was like, Jason's fucking up too much, so let's just fucking get the mics so he fucks up less.
Chill out.
And we got a new mixer too, which is fucking bad. We could like play shit.
I see everything here.
All right, then.
We're gonna have one.
We're gonna sound effects like every time Kiko says some dumb shit.
It's like clock out.
Cállese. Cállese.
Cabrón.
Kiko for president. No, Kiko for mayor.
No Sabo community.
Wait, did I already talk about the topics for today?
No. No, and you need to mention the merch.
The merch.
All right, guys, if you guys want to buy our merch, buy gushabapa.com.
Click it. It's almost sold out. Except Kiko's shirts.
Please buy
it's good marketing for your shirts because they're going to be like, oh, that's fucked up. I feel bad for
Kiko. Yeah, I'm bullying him. Buy his shirts. Buy his shirts. It's propaganda right here.
Buy the white one.
He's like, buy the white one.
What do we got today? Pedro versus Pedro, a.k.a. Pedro versus Chato.
New album.
Pedro gets heartbroken.
He's going to drop a new album.
You never know. Maybe two.
He put the date, no?
Yeah, I think he said the 23rd of next month?
This month.
Oh, this month.
Yeah.
He
unfollowed everybody.
He unfollowed us.
He did.
Pedro, I'm going to call your mom to follow us back.
I know.
He's an artist. He has to promote in extreme ways.
So he posted a bad bunny.
He posted a bad bunny. I like that.
That better be a good...
Banger.
Today's the 20th.
Yeah, 3 days. Thursday.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah.
It says, I don't know my months, like the number, but...
It's 9, right? We're in 9 right now.
Yeah, it said
9/23.
It said 9.
Ooh.
Damn.
Nata versus Ovi?
What?
Maybe Nata
versus... Corridos Tumbados versus...
Oh, we're trying to figure shit out. Like
Bomberos.
Tumberos, right?
Oh. Bomberos. I thought Bomberos.
And then a lady predicting brujería on Grupo Firme, according to Jason in a video he sent me.
It was on TikTok, and then the video got so big.
He saw it.
That he reacted to the video.
And he's like, I'm never going to Jalisco.
Damn. He really said that? I don't think he said
some
that.
Some shit like that.
Wait, where was this?
Unless it was a different...
Did you send that one, or you just send the lady doing brujería?
No, I sent him reacting.
Wait, the lady doing brujería, or the lady...
The lady predicting that they're going to get in a big accident because a lot of people have, like, malojo on them.
Isn't that kind of like brujería, too? Like,
yeah, malojo is like... Well, I don't know, honestly.
Malojo. Wait, do you guys believe in that?
No?
No, like the lady
predicting... Then I might be wrong. I think you should correct
me. They can't even predict the weather.
Kiko's a weather man.
Well, Kiko, but I know you believe
it's
awesome.
Different
because you're limpia
it's
huevo,
different
right?
Not limpia huevo.
Hey, talk a little bit about that. ¿Cómo te gusta hacer limpias de huevo?
We're here.
Predicting that shit different than
I feel like it's the same
than the weather. Than the weather.
Why? Oh, predicting the weather's harder, you know, with like science and shit like that.
Wait, no, because you can actually read, like, how could I say it? No, you can actually...
You can't read.
No, you can...
Wait, you mean predict?
Are you talking about reading the weather?
No, like, you can read, like, the situations and shit like that off of people.
How?
I don't know how to explain it.
No, try to explain it.
You can. I don't know if you guys noticed, but half of the statements Gecko makes, you can't explain.
But you can't. Like, you can't explain it.
Can you do
dude,
it?
Dude, honestly, it feels like we're in a movie.
I know.
Like, the mics, it's so high quality.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
And we still need that.
I've never heard my voice like this.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So the lady said that, like, she said que van a chocar.
Yeah, or, they're either gonna be, like, in a really, like, a fatal accident, a fatal car crash, or, like, a really bad.
Wait, because of her? Or no, she's just predicting.
She's predicting that a lot of people, like, they want to see them, like, fall.
But she predicted
because of the medias.
Oh yeah, like,
yeah,
because like she did it. So like,
no, she's predicting. Oh, like, you know how there's people that read cards.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it was that shit.
But that's not brujería, right?
No. Yes. Well, I don't even know.
It is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is, right?
Honestly,
son cosas del diablo.
Even the people who read your paws.
Oh, I think that's bad. I think
paws. You mean palms?
That's what I said.
He said paws. Paws are for animals.
I said paws.
Palms. I said palms.
Playback.
All right.
Clip.
Well, fuck it. Let's just jump right into like the lady. So a bruja predicting brujería.
Yeah.
Damn, a bruja is real.
Check it
that
out.
Looks like Laura from fucking...
It's like the TV lady.
That yeah.
I think her name is Laura. All
right, let's watch the clip of the bruja.
Papá firme que le sale la carta de la muerte y la carta del colgado. Que estas dos cartas me está diciendo que las envidias, el coraje, la avaricia, el atentado contra el grupo afirma, es que ellos han explotado muy rápido, ya sí. Han llegado muy, muy rápido hacia arriba y las envidias los están envolviendo, sobre todo a Edwin y a todo el grupo, así que tienen que cuidarse, amigos. Es un aviso muy fuerte de un accidente o un atentado contra el mismo grupo. O sea, deben de saber que si tú eres amigo de uno, eres enemigo del otro. Y esta visión me acaba de venir muy real, que los veo saliendo, que va a ser en Jalisco o cerca de Jalisco, en Nayarit, de un concierto, que van a estar atentando o van a tener un accidente muy fuerte. Traten de cuidarse, recen mucho a todo el grupo afirma, bueno, a todo el medio artístico que siempre las envidia.
Wait, so she's saying that like something's gonna happen to them in Jalisco?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cerca.
Like it's a prediction, and I guess she's used, well, honestly, I don't understand it, but I guess she's using the cards to help her like predict, or obviously I feel like she's a psychic or something.
Do you guys believe it?
I mean, I feel like
you guys, what do you I guys mean, think? I think shit like that exists, but like it's really hard to believe how like how that card is like, oh, Jalisco, and like, you get me, like
yeah.
Like that, I mean, obviously, I don't know.
What do you think?
Damn.
No, I think like brujería does exist, but I feel like. I think it's just, I don't know. I don't want to say it's fake that she could predict it, but I feel like it's kind of crazy. Okay. And like a little bit unrealistic.
Now, what do you think?
But obviously, I do believe in
all of this. Like, oh, like mm-hmm. Like you said, you read Paws and like Limpia Huevos and all that shit.
Yeah, believe in all of it.
Okay, but what about this video? Do you think it's true?
Like, yeah. It's a lot of shit.
Why don't you hit up Edwin and clean his balls? I mean, clean him with an egg. I don't know why I said clean his balls.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other...
I think the... Not you tricky.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anyway, you get your podcast.
That's not what it's for. That's deeper than like that shit. You actually gotta go to church and get blessed.
But what? Don't you think it's kind of crazy? Like they put stuff like that, like something that serious.
It's the same thing with the monitos
of national TV.
Oh,
nah, pues yo no le creo nada.
You don't believe in. Well, I mean, it's good. Well, bro, I feel like
he don't believe in that shit, but he believes in fucking a spider that this small that could kill.
I can't be scared of a spider.
No.
Oh my goodness! It's because there was a little spider and I made him kill it. But nah, no le creo nada. Cause first she said Grupo Afirme. No se sabe ni el nombre.
Grupo
she
said Afirme.
Afirme.
Yeah, she did say Edwin and then Grupo Afirme.
I feel like that's true. Like, tal vez la hagan ahí como brujería, like. Para que algo malo le pase, but I don't think she could see that. Nada más lo está diciendo, like, just in case it
does. Dude, you
just
can. In, you
no, I don't, I'm not saying no, but I'm saying, like, ella no sabe. Like, she's just, saying, she's just like, saying, like, just, like.
No va a estar hablando, pues, por hablar, nah, ¿verdad?
Just in case, y ya luego.
Well, first of all, Keiko does believe everything on the
internet. Yeah, but I feel like Keiko's.
Not on the internet, just that, like.
Just that?
No, like
what's
like,
that? Like, that. Please, please elaborate. What's that?
Okay, yeah, like try to explain,
like spiritual stuff and all that shit.
Yeah, we said.
I have a question. Let's go back to like that egg shit. Like, you know how you wanted us to clean with an egg like so bad, and mm-hmm. then like you cracked it in water, and you're like, oh shit, look at the media. Like that.
Yeah,
like, that can't cure that. Like, if everyone gets clean with an egg, can
that's someone doing brujería on him?
No,
that's worse than.
Wait, so you think that lady is doing brujería?
No,
or
people,
because he's reading the cards?
People,
she's reading.
People.
Okay.
People or brujas?
People are doing brujería on them, which is the same shit as the fucking doll. If they have a picture of you and then they write something bad and then they burn it, it's some shit like that.
Yeah,
but what she's doing, she's just, like you said, a psychic or some shit like that.
No, le creo.
But how do like how do you become a fucking psychic?
Supposedly, like God gives you that gift, but
it's like your third eye. It's like your third eye opening up.
Yeah, like I don't know. I can't really like I don't have enough knowledge.
But how do you know that they're not just like some random stuff?
That's what I'm saying. So I can't say that I believe this person. You know, like especially because
you have to let it happen to you.
Especially because it's like it's on live television. Like why would you say something that serious on live television? Like shouldn't you tell that person?
Yeah, because I mean, if you really, I don't know,
like reach out to Edwin instead of fucking posting on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what about if you reach out to them and they don't reply?
Damn, fool, Edwin, he's done that right there. Fool. He didn't get a warning.
Well, all he has to do is just not go to Jalisco. That's it.
Okay,
que lo limpie con un huevo.
That makes that messes up the timeline.
Well, Edwin reacts to it. Look at it, man.
You didn't send it to me.
Yeah, but if it please.
Okay, show the universe.
Muy evidente. Yo soy muy miedoso y creo mucho en eso también. Y entonces, no tengo palabras, no sé qué hacer. Ya no voy a ir a
familia, muchísimas gracias a todos por las bendiciones que nos han hecho llegar. Les queremos agradecer de todo corazón. Estamos muy positivos, pero también les queremos agradecer todas las bendiciones y toda la suerte que nos mandan. No está por demás. Gracias a todos, gracias por tenernos en sus oraciones. ¡Vamos con todo!
Que le sale la carta de la muerte y la carta del colgado. Que estas dos cartas me está diciendo que las envidias, el coraje, la avaricia, el atentado contra el grupo Afirma, es que ellos han explotado muy rápido y han llegado muy
rápido. Did you see brujería? They just said envidias. So he could get clean with an egg, no?
Yeah, but there's some people probably doing more
advanced brujería?
Advanced, like level 2 brujería?
Or level 3?
I mean, level 2 envidia?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, I do believe, like, people do brujería on, like, to really, like, destroy a person. Like, remember
we saw that? Like, what they did with Marquito Soy.
Yeah, we saw a video on YouTube where these people were out, like, in a forest and they found a doll. And it was wrapped up with a picture of Marquito's toy.
It was at a graveyard.
Oh, in a graveyard.
That's worse.
And, yeah, I feel like that. She's like, that's real, you know? People really do try to, like, destroy other people spiritually because of, like, someone's success or, like, envidias.
But, and sometimes it's, like, there's different types of envidias. Like, the envidiosos that want you dead, and then there's the envidiosos who just...
Which one are you?
None.
Wait, what's the other type?
The regular ones that just...
The regular ones?
The what?
Yeah.
Standard form.
You said there's two types of envidiosos, one that want you dead and the regular ones.
Wait, ¿cuáles hacen brujería?
The ones that want you dead.
Damn.
Because they're the ones that would actually go to the next level and fucking...
Yeah, do
bring
all
your
that.
Picture or do the fucking... What's that? Hit doll or whatever that shit's
called? Yeah, that's not... Like,
voodoo doll. I can't find it.
Voodoo doll, there you
voodoo
go.
Voodoo doll, yeah. Oh, voodoo. Those shit are
scary. Not Buddha. Voodoo.
And then let's say voodoo. That all that is true. How... Like, ¿cómo se protege uno?
I think you just have to have faith in God, you know?
Yeah. Go to church, pray.
I feel like there's no real understanding. Like, no one really has a true understanding. Because everybody has a different perspective on spirituality and like brujería and shit like that, you know? Right. So I feel like you can't really, there's no right and wrong in terms of like who's right or who's wrong. Yeah. Because it's so diverse, you know, so subjective.
Like
so
if you believe in it and you don't believe in it.
Wait, so you're saying that if you believe in it, it's true, and if you don't believe in it, it's not true?
Yeah, it's all perspective, honestly.
So just don't believe in it.
So I don't believe in it. All right, there you go.
I bet. You're saved.
All right, guys, we took a little break. Comment down below what you guys think about all of this. Is it brujería? Should Edwin go to church or should go clean him with an egg?
You should definitely pray.
Or should I give him a blessing?
Like any other person.
Yo creo que no
every person pray to God.
Van bien, van bien.
You look like a padre like that, too.
You look like, like when you have church at 10 and then jaripeo at 11. What?
He's not going to hell for that.
You guys laugh at those type of jokes. Why are you guys being...
No, I'm saying, like, Keiko looks like the dad who has, like, 12 daughters and pays for, like...
That's, like, his...
Yeah.
Como que va el 15 de una de sus hijas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like instead of wearing a tuxedo, he'll wear that.
Like, tráeme la
pinche... He's like, vamos a pistear.
A huevo.
Bachato and Pedro?
Damn. So, what's up with that? What happened?
They beefing.
Tell you what happened. All right, so like, you know, just kidding.
Whoa. So like,
so apparently they had beef back then?
Apparently they were in the same group back then. Is that really? True?
I don't know. I feel like someone I heard
said
that somewhere.
Someone, you said
that. I said that, but
you said that. You can't change that shit.
No, I said I heard that somewhere. I mean, I saw that somewhere. Like, they were like, oh, two Chatos in like one group. I mean, two Pedros in one group. I saw that. I don't know if it's true because there was beef back then.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about that, but they did kind of like live and around the same area.
Because remember how...
They're both from Patterson, California.
What, they're not both from Patterson, but...
They were. Right. Well, at least one is still
at the moment, Patterson. They live there.
Wait, isn't one from Modesto?
I don't know where they're from.
Is it like the same?
But they kind of lived in the same area.
All right, we're going to say same area.
But so they could have been in the
group. So no one knows if it was they were in a group back then?
No,
I don't know.
But then think about it. They're both frontmen. Like, they both sing. Maybe that's why there was, like, complications. Like,
oh and Chato plays harmonia, no?
Yeah.
What about if Chato was the segunda voz or the opposite?
Well, like I said, they both wanted to sing. Chato. They're both singers.
But don't you think there would be at least one video of them playing too?
Yeah, well, if you guys have, like, a video or something, or
but
you
I was
have
like,
information on that comment.
I think that would have been, like, released already.
True. So
maybe it's not true.
Nah, they probably have it in like their iPhone 4s and shit. iPhone in the safe box.
All broken and shit.
They have to fucking search the iCloud for that shit.
So that happened, and then later on, they had some more beef.
Yeah, and then
something
like,
about a story.
There was another beef though. Like, I guess, like, they asked Chato, like, oh, do you know el que piensas del boss? Que piensas del boss, right?
And he was like, ¿qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso?
¿Qué es eso?
Yeah, I feel like that was another thing that sparked up, like, beef between them.
Yeah, like, why would Chato say that type of shit?
Yeah.
And then now...
Again, roll the clip.
Roll the clip.
All right. Well, there was a video of...
Yeah, give it a little context.
A girl going live with Pedro, and she had Marca Mepe in the back. And then Pedro kicks her off the live and she goes like...
Huh, he does some weird shit.
And then...
Damn, that has fire.
Bet. Keep it rolling.
Hey, bestie.
Damn, like that. Like that.
What? What?
Then he's like, nah, lady.
Then everybody...
Everyone was like, oh, shit, Marca Mepe on. And then, like, someone posted that shit, and then Chato commented on it, and he said, I don't get it, though. You act like that, but ask for a dueto.
Damn. Supposedly.
According to Chato.
Is that the real account, or is that a fake account?
Yeah, that's the real account. I checked.
Verified.
Damn.
Verified. Damn. If they actually did do a dueto, I wonder how it would do.
I feel like a dueto for the Slavon would be better, like Junior H.
Yeah. Cause
no, pero no con Marca Mepe.
No, not with Marca Mepe, with Slavon. No, wait, Junior H already did a dueto with Marca Mepe.
Yeah, it's called El Velador.
No, but I'm saying like Slavon and...
You don't think the Slavon and Marca Mepe would make a good dueto?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you saying right now?
I feel like they're two different...
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
No,
you say.
No,
you're allergic to grass.
you're flat-footed.
And you're too nice.
And you play tennis.
And you got your logo stolen. No! And you got his logo stolen.
I did myself dirty today. I told him I used to be in the tennis team back in high school.
And he didn't even make it.
He was flat-footed.
He was flat-footed.
I was
flat-footed. He didn't make it to like...
And allergic to grass.
I was like, hey, I'm allergic to grass.
And he gave someone else his idea.
Wait, what'd you call yourself earlier?
Cool.
No, he called himself...
Pussy repellent. I know.
No.
Nah, Angel.
Nah, he had a...
Sorry,
really
I was
hard,
bad,
a really hard pass.
Wait, I have a question. Why did he want to do tennis?
Oh, well...
Because it has a flat surface and his foot slid.
You know, flat foot, flat surface. Nah, just... It was one of the sports that you don't do on the grass.
Really?
You could have done wrestling, water polo, basketball.
Nah.
Golf is considered...
Wrestling's whack. That kind of wrestling.
You would have had balls on your face.
Yeah.
He's like, I wanted to do wrestling.
When you said balls on your face?
Well, at least I'm not allergic to grass.
Whatever.
Oh, I'm allergic to grass.
But. On with the story. End of a rosy game.
On with the story is Lavon and Marco.
That's
kind
of the end of it, but what do you guys think about this?
I don't know. I feel like...
Wait, do you guys...
I feel like
Pedro
there's...
asked them for a dueto?
Oh, fuck. I don't want to say...
Yes or no?
I don't want to say yes or no because then I could be wrong and then like...
No, I said, what do you think?
What do you think?
Like, what do
it's
you
your opinion.
Think? Opinion.
Mm.
I feel like maybe he did. Because you know how there was a video where Pedro was saying like, "Hey, like,
artists should do duetos with artists without the involvement of like record labels."
Yeah, like not fuck the labels, but like labels aside. I think he said it like that.
Yeah, that's pretty bold of him though. Like he's trying to like unite everybody.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because a lot of
that means he cares about the music.
He does care about the music.
He brings a bigger topic up that sometimes labels just get in the way of like, you know, a good song.
Hell yeah.
Or just working together. That happens a lot in the regional.
Like Junior H and Eslabon. I think.
Or JOP and Eslabon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they want to work or some shit.
Yeah.
I think Pedro just wants to work with a lot of people. Like, because, dude, that's like I said, Eslabon and Junior H.
Dude, I feel like a lot of people are waiting for
that. Would be like the biggest Sadco hour.
Yeah. Imagine if they drop a
the biggest Sadco hour?
A dual album.
Yeah.
Like Jay Balvin.
We can't just get one song.
Jay Balvin and Bad Bunny.
Not an album.
They did an album together. Imagine Junior H and Labon. Ooh.
Do Bad Bunny numbers. With how many
with a little spice of Danny Lux in there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
maybe
I'm telling
a song
you.
With Ivan Cornejo added to it. That's like some fucking crazy shit.
Just make it happen.
Hey,
wait, but why do you? Well, we kind of do know why, but like with the labels, like why do you think like they won't be in agreement?
Money and pride.
One wants to be bigger than another. It wants to take more credit.
Maybe like, oh, where do we upload it? Like our channel, you guys' channel, on Junior H's album, or the
they're like half the song on my channel, half the song on your channel.
Why don't they just agree to just Le Augusto album.
Why don't we fund it and we could put it on our playlist?
I don't think we can
or they should just be like a platform, like someone's like channel, like on Pepe's office and shit.
Like what's Servando.
Indecisive, huh?
Yeah, like just have it in the middle, split the cuts, no one takes no credit.
That'd be badass, but.
But that won't happen.
That's far from happening.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you know how many people would actually like fuck with that? Like,
dude, a lot.
Just have one big ass fucking YouTube channel that. If they can't make up their mind on whose channel it's going to, it just goes on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
that
just
won't
split.
Happen, but that'd be cool.
Yeah,
they split the incomes.
The problem's like way bigger.
Hey, we're like over here trying to make peace with all the groups.
Yeah.
Because like, we want to hear them together.
Well, I mean, that the fans will get more music.
Because remember, Legado was going to take one out with Lenny Ramirez, no?
Yeah, he was really mad about that. Que nunca salió la canción.
Damn, that would have been a banger.
They didn't give him permission to release it.
Yeah. Did
he tell that in private or no?
No. He talked about it. Yeah, I think
confidential
shit. He talked about it in the live.
A lot of
they didn't. Then we could
we have a lot of exclusive
data.
Yeah, so I was I'm confused. Like,
with yeah,
no, I guess yeah, it's in the episode. Then.
So if you turn on, we got you.
That sucks, to be honest.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, just like labels, money, pride.
But then in like, the okay, like,
music.
I feel like that's so far from happening because. Even like labels within themselves, like they be fighting. Like for example, I'm not saying they're fighting, but like
something that happened.
They are fighting.
Nathan Ovi supposedly they're fighting. According to Gecko, they're fighting.
They're having a relationship,
and they're best friends.
It's kind of dumb. Well, we believe why there was a fight because apparently now they're cool.
That's what happened to us.
But what happened? Elaborate.
So
some
like
more.
Apparently, according to what we saw, apparently, like, Nata got mad because Ovi came up with something called Corridos Tumberos.
Bomberos.
And Nata didn't like that, right?
Yeah. You think
he probably was like, damn, this was low-key dissing me? Or
he's trying to make
wants to start,
he, why would he
start his own movement?
Like,
or just when Nata helped create... helped create because it was Don Sanchez. And then, like, Ovi just, like, oh, like, let me do the same shit and just change the name.
I mean, yeah. Honestly, like, I listened to the song.
The Corridos Tumberos.
Tumberos, yeah. And it was,
but you know what's
it
weird,
it was basically
too?
A Corridos.
But I feel like they didn't try to, like, do something new. It was just the name of the song.
Maybe it was all one big misunderstanding, you know?
Cause
between themselves, too.
Yeah, also because Don Sanchez was in that song,
yeah,
right?
And he's a creator.
And Don Sanchez was a creator. So Nata shouldn't be mad because it was...
Or Nata probably got mad that he didn't invite him on too. And
the track?
He just invited Dan and...
He's like, hey, why didn't you invite me to the track, fool?
Yeah. Like, no, mami, yo te invité aquí, tú no me invitaste. No sea culero.
No, mami.
Then Obi was like...
He's like, aguitas.
And then Obi was like... Obi was like, Pero...
Pero dímelo, papi.
Pero dímelo, no fue así. Mira, es porque el compa Dan me dijo que...
Yeah, like that.
Oye, mi gallito.
Claro que sí.
And then Dan was like, no, compa Nata, no es así como tú lo miras.
Alright, so apparently...
They replaced apparently, Nata.
So like Nata posted, they said, corridos tumbados que no se les lengua la trabe.
What? I think he fucked up, huh?
Que no se le trabe la lengua.
Wait, I read it right. Que no se le trabe la lengua.
Yeah.
Even more, making more fun of it, like, a él también se le trabó la lengua.
Yeah, he's making fun of it.
And then Obi se corrió tumbero. Oh, ¿cómo se llama en esta puta madre?
¿Cómo se llama, papi?
¡Cállame la chica!
¡Claro que sí!
And then Nata said, yo defenderé lo que es mío hasta que me muera. No esperen que me calme. And then he said, corridos tumbados, no hay dos. And he posted this shit.
Damn, so you think he's saying that he tried to copy him?
Maybe try to start his own movement.
Which I think like it was just a little tiny misunderstanding. No, like, they weren't trying to make a new genre.
But, I mean... Maybe, yeah, you're right, but I feel like Nata did make a lot of bold statements, like a putazo, boom.
And then Nata said, yo me muevo con los reales nomás, por eso no me junto con ustedes.
Damn.
And then Obi said, real son mis letras, mi hijo, mi vida, eso es real, jajaja.
Claro que sí, papi.
That sounds like him, fool.
Well, now they're chilling, I guess.
No, it's funny, because, like, I feel like they...
That's like, ha ha ha.
Dude, next time when you see him at the fest,
YouTube TV,
¿qué estaba haciendo, papi? He's like, dímelo, chicos, dímelo en la cara.
Like, aquí somos reales.
Ya tú sabes.
Ya tú sabes.
Yo no sabo.
What's the name of the third guy? El Gente.
El Gente.
Yeah, he posted a story where he wrote 7 paragraphs. He said that.
Wait, the gente, the food that came out corrido, yeah, tumbero?
Tumbero, yeah, because it was Dan, el claro que sí, and gente. He said that they called it corrido tumbero because he's from Chile, and so that his people in Chile would, like, understand a little bit better. I guess it's kind of like more Chile slang.
Oh.
Something like that.
So, chilango.
I think they did have beef for, like, one day, and they probably, Chile. Like, oh, like, we didn't mean to, like, do this, like.
They probably
should have ran it by you. Like, it was nothing bad.
They fought an accident.
Yeah, I think they fought an accident. But I think they're good.
So it was the fucking Chilenos' fault. Huh?
They're toxic.
I think he was the one that put like corrido tumbero, but it wasn't like it was anything
that,
bad.
So that still means tumbado,
in their slang.
In their slang. Oh,
damn! And you know what's funny? I'm pretty sure like they were beefing it through the internet, and then they have a show in Tijuana, a whole tour. They have a whole tour. Yeah.
So if fucking like JD put like. Corrido tumbation is like, he didn't get mad.
He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that.
Before we hear already, glug glug.
Glug glug. Why did he say glug glug?
Glug glug.
Is it glug glug?
Anyway, glug, yeah, glug. So.
What is it called?
Glug glug, no?
No, not glug glug.
Glug glug 3000.
The glug 3000?
Vacuum seal. Super duty.
Well then, wait, what happened right here?
So that happened. It was like a fake beef, but I think the real beef that we don't have a lot of information on that hasn't come out.
That we all believe
is Nata versus
his disquera.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're getting like little it's our
snippets.
Opinion. So
snippets.
Wait, before yeah, we get speculation.
A fucking, yeah, works opinion. Out so much and he still looks small.
It reminds me of me.
But I'm pretty sure he eats, not like you.
Well, I need to start kicking it with you more.
To remind Jason to eat every day.
I'm going
to
start kicking it with you both, you elephants.
You get buff. Like
we built, fool.
Y'all built like hippos.
You built like a giraffe.
Bet. We belong in the wild.
Fucking Bambi.
Let's go to the zoo.
Con sus patitas.
Are you ready?
All right, bet. Go.
Les voy a informar un poquito de lo que está pasando en el tour. Estamos trabajando para que mi compita Junior, para que mi compita Obi canten junto conmigo, canten en el tour corridos tumbados. Se está complicando un poco porque mis amigos también quieren información que yo no tengo, que se está consiguiendo y que con el favor de Dios, Rancho Humilde se reporte, porque queremos hacer las cosas bien. Malas, buenas. Todo puede pasar en menos de un minuto. La buena es que Compita Obi, compita Junior van a cantar corridos tumbados. Parece que sí.
I kind of spaced out. What was he saying? he was saying that like
they wanted to join, like he wanted them to sing, but they wanted to know how much they were gonna get paid.
Información.
No,
I don't get that. Like you get it? Like
information, money. How much are they gonna get?
Like no, but weren't they already?
But yeah, but what about money? Like that, Junior and Obi wanted to know how much they're gonna get paid first.
Yeah.
Damn, that's.
But they were already in the.
Yeah, they were in the. They were in the flyers in the very, very beginning, along with.
Yeah. So why is it like now that?
And then, I don't know if you guys noticed, but on the flyer, they put solo nata.
No. It says a little star. Shit, and then it said like these events are only nata. I hope people read that shit, but like there's some events where it's only nata. The tumbado tour is just nata.
Damn, because on the flyers like you see Ovi Junior, you even see Dan.
Todos los tumbados.
Yeah, what's his name? Yvonne, Justin Morales, and yeah, then for it to say solo.
But no, some events.
Some events. Oh, okay.
Like in the first place, why do you guys think that happened? So yes, that one's scheduled.
Money. I don't know. Yeah, probably like
they want a bigger cut.
Well, not the probably saying like no se reportan, you know.
Look right here, it says the green with the little star shit. It says solo Natanael Cano, which is this one. Basically,
really,
most of them, yeah, the little star they put it super tiny.
Damn, half the show is only Natanael.
That sucks.
Agüitan.
Can't see how you're fucking blind as fuck.
I know.
I wear contacts, guys.
Contacts with 20/20 vision.
And then he was like saying like, "Oh, reportense like plancho mille."
But do you guys think that the other artists wanted more money than they were like scheduled for, or do you guys think that
they used them
that
to
Rancho didn't want to pay what they agreed to, and that's why they didn't go?
Damn, that's crazy.
Or they just used them as marketing?
Maybe it's también.
Like put them on the banner, and then they're like, but little like down below, we're gonna fuck them up. You know how some commercials they have like, oh, you could get
this in solo Natanael Cano, like the Chinese word.
Yeah, like
you need like a microscope.
To like you could get this free computer.
It was planned from the beginning that they weren't gonna do that.
Yeah,
I mean
it's fucking marketing. Obviously, you're gonna want to go see Junior.
Yeah, but you
Obi
can't just fucking like lie.
No,
like
but
that.
But also it's marketing. But la gente se va a quedar enojada because they're gonna say
no.
Oh,
as long as it, because they can't get into problems unless they don't show up to any of the shows
legally. Pero la gente se va a quedar enojada.
That's why he...
Porque van a decir, pagué, like, this amount. Y quería ver a todos, pero ahora salen que solo one.
That's why he wants everybody to be there.
Damn.
Wait, I'm confused. Okay, what?
Yeah.
No, because you're saying that. What about the marketing and, like, this?
Well, he's saying that it's marketing.
To put them all on the flyer.
They put them all, so everybody... So people want to go see them because, like, oh, look, it's everybody. But low-key, they were just already had planned to only put Nata.
And then Nata doesn't want que quede mal.
I don't think so.
I don't think so because they
I feel there were some issues.
I mean, they didn't like... Well, whoever made the flyer like was not wrong. They did put the information, but like the information is very small.
Small.
It's but like...
If
you,
it was like...
You really had to like pay attention, you know?
I actually like just saw this yesterday and I've seen the flyer for months.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I just noticed the...
I actually saw it last night.
Maybe they revised it. But if it was like that, they should have done like, oh, Tumbados tour with everybody. Y oh, tenemos unas fechas extra solo con Nata.
Well, I mean, obviously, I think they purposely make it small so it's like, that's it appeals on people don't read.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tal vez la gente se enojó. Maybe like...
That's why like
the first day or
people
the
were complaining
day?
And then they're like, oh, because Junior just start his tour too?
Wait, what would they be complaining about?
That they went to the show thinking Junior, yeah, he's going to
everybody was going to be there.
Y que solo era Nata. And then maybe Nata got mad because they're like...
He was getting hate.
Yeah.
So then he was like, nah, just let them perform. If they're on the banner, then let them come. And then they're like, no, because then we're not going to get this much money for us. Like, they would rather make more money than have them perform.
And then...
And give a good show.
You're right, Wei. Well, you're not right, but like, I get what you're trying
to
say.
My opinion.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say. And it's a good statement, but... I feel like it's kind of crazy because Junior's on tour too.
That's what I said.
You said that?
Yeah.
All right. So I feel
maybe
like...
We have to
like,
check. Maybe there's some like days that he's on his tour. Like,
yeah.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, because on Nata's, it says some of them. Well, I mean, it's like really tiny, but like if it has a little green star, it's only Nata.
But then again, it should be like... It should be the little star like, oh, just Junior H is not going to be on this one.
No, it just literally just says Solonata.
Yeah.
No, but if it was saying that the...
No, so it just says Solonata.
That if it was that because Junior's on his own tour,
uh-huh. I don't think it's that, because if not, I would have just said like not Junior Action. It just says
that's Solonata. That's what I just
said. No, that's why.
I feel you. I know how you feel now.
You see. Welcome to
the this is like your point.
I'm so lost in here. I don't know what you guys are
Well, I mean, it's all speculation.
He was saying
they think it's like, yeah, like marketing.
What he was saying is that instead of just putting Solo Nata, like just put like Junior Na here. Like,
we're speculating, right? And so one of the things we said, maybe it was that Junior H was on his own tour, and that same day that he's supposed to be at one, he's doing his own show. But in that case, nada más debería decir like this day no Junior H, instead of this day just Nata.
Yeah,
because Obi could have been there if it was that reason.
Damn.
Or the other ones, because I don't think Yvonne's on tour, or
I've never seen,
or like, Justin on tour, or why would it just be nothing but have all of them on tour?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I feel like that's false. I mean,
it's not false advertisement because it says at the bottom.
Yeah, it's not false.
It's the same shit as a fucking commercial where it says like you could get a free this, but at the end it's like. It's in order to purchase, it's just
that you I feel like
persuasive information, good marketing. No, actually,
that's what I'm saying. That's just marketing. He got mad because he was the one getting hate.
We're assuming.
It's my opinion.
No, but you still have to see that you're like assuming.
Damn, that's crazy. Well, I hope I get to see them live.
Well, we're gonna see Ovi and Justin.
Yeah, we're gonna see both of them. At the
and Marca Mepe,
Underground.
We should promote that a little bit.
Said November 12th at the YouTube Theater. We would be there with Ovi, Nata, Aldo Trujillo,
Polo Gonzalez,
Clan, K-Clan, Seclan, Seclan, Seca.
It was like gay clan and shit.
The first ever Que Buena Underground Fest,
yeah, very first one. In the YouTube Theater, Los Angeles.
New YouTube Theater.
As well, we have the Invasión de Corridos, October 1st.
Invasión.
We would be there as well. We're going to be pranking everybody.
Actually, we don't know we're going to be there.
Really? He said we are.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I told him I wanted to go.
He said we are.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like they're going to invite us regardless.
I know. I said, maybe, yeah.
So they're going to be there. I can't wait to meet Luis R. Conrique.
Yeah, me too.
Pronto.
Damn, pronto, relax.
I want to see Edición Especial.
Oh, yeah.
So they can play La Fea. And Marca MP. Marca Registrada. And H100.
Oh, yeah. We would get lit to Marca Registrada.
And Pepe. Fuck. What's his name? Pepe. No. That's the fool. Perez something. Or fuck. I forgot his name.
Yeah. But if they don't invite us, we should still buy tickets.
Perre?
I think it'd be worth it.
I forgot his name. He was wearing a Tejana.
You?
Arlie Perez?
Arlie Perez.
Say it, say it.
Arlie Perez.
He can't say Perez. He said Perez.
Perez.
But talking about people, they're going to be there.
November 12th. We'll see you guys at...
Que Buena Underground, Que Buena Underground Fest
with all your favorite artists.
I think it's going to be Polo's second performance?
Second, yeah.
Damn, we're going to be there.
Damn. Damn. He's coming out with like fire music. And he's coming out with the album too.
We're going to listen to it live.
I know. We're going to get to listen to his album live.
We actually got
live.
To listen to it like first and then now. We-
yeah. Dude, but the preview he released.
I downloaded the preview.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. That's actually the first artist that what does
guys,
that, no?
What do you guys think of
a little A little yeah. teaser for every all song. The songs yeah, in the album?
They tease the songs, but they give you like 2 minutes of the 3 minutes of the songs. Like, that's like the whole song, you know? But this one's like way better.
Yeah, this one's 10 seconds each song.
Yeah.
And that's like, he didn't even do like the best parts. He did like,
I think he did do the best.
Beginning. No, it's the beginning of every part. No.
The best?
I think he did the best parts of it.
No, he did like, he picked it. It's not the beginning of each song. But yeah.
Let's hear it. Which one's first?
First fire. Things first.
With the new mixer. So actually, it's track one is Sencillo Soy, right? Second one, like,
this
one. Una mirada.
And then the third one is Tan Solo Morro. Bam, bam, bam. And then the fourth one, I think that's my favorite one.
I think that song's gonna have a lot of captions for Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Like for pictures and everything?
Yeah, I think he said that he said that this song. He said that this song was gonna be better than
Right?
He said that?
He said something like that, honestly.
Was it this song or was it another one?
I think it's that one after this one, no?
Nah, I think this one's gonna be hard.
The one after this one?
This is another one.
Go, right? Que vengo con mi click or some shit like that.
I don't know.
No.
That one.
What did you say? Me click a what?
Click a shit. Al igual que uno de ellos dan respaldo. Me dicen rojo en
un Titan a blanco en el que me navego con mi click. Wait, isn't his truck red?
It's green.
No, se llama.
Okay, but not every song has to be like about.
You never know.
La Fiona.
En de rojo me la cojo, ¿no?
Oh! Come at me, daddy.
Yeah, you down bad.
He was lost. You have red too, bitch.
You down bad, bitch.
You have red too, bitch.
Yeah, so you fucking all of us.
I'm running a train.
Making us uncomfortable over here.
I'm running a train on you.
That's harassment. What's next?
Call HR.
Hey, Loki. Not that good jump on this one, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. Do you guys ever see a song between them two together?
They are
talking about it, but
they were supposed to drop one for this one, no?
No, not this album.
Supposedly, Nata confirmed and agreed that they're gonna work together.
Really? They just had some technical faults.
Source? Source? Trust me, bro.
Technical what?
Technical difficulties.
They had technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Wait.
They did?
Yeah, they
at
did.
At the studio?
Oh, I don't know.
No, at the studio or something with the where disqueta or some shit like that.
Well, I feel like for the majority.
Where'd you hear that?
He said it, no?
I don't know. I'm not gonna.
I think, my opinion.
You can't just make shit up.
No. I heard it.
Where?
I just can't remember if it was on. I think it was on Nata's story. He said that, we were working on something, but something happened and, like.
There was technical difficulties at the studio.
Mm-hmm, some shit like that.
Can you guys back him up on that?
Did you go to another studio?
No. Like, something happened. With the disquera about studio time or some shit like that, and I had to get pushed back. I remember something along those words.
Okay, I just don't
remember if it's.
Okay.
It's really a giggles and all this shit that he couldn't explain. So I was like, well, in my opinion.
I know right away.
I make shit up like that.
I gave him too much power with that. I literally taught you that.
When
and I taught you to think about it.
Yeah, you did. No, but I actually think.
Hey, play the other one again. The fourth one.
Which one?
Vengo con barrio. No vengo.
Is it about Nata? Or the one that said it's gonna be my favorite.
Play the other one. Le va a decir, hey, hola, barrio.
Oh, shit, what happened?
Oh, no.
No, that was actually nice, didn't it?
He was gonna. Oye, barrio.
Yeah, it reminded me of like, oye, barrio.
Here's another one right here.
Dude, this is I never heard a song like that.
The voice sounds like Jesse Morales.
Morales?
I can roll my R's pretty good.
Was that Anuel?
Yeah.
Porque Manuel.
Or Chanel. Bitch.
You know, these old jokes are not funny. This is the ninth song. That one's called like Ya Sobresalí or something. This is the last song.
Damn.
What do you guys rate? Damn. I don't know if you guys notice every episode, it goes like, damn.
Yeah. Like the deepest stuff.
Literally nobody. Keiko.
Damn.
After the guest talks for an hour.
Damn. I don't know if you guys caught this in
Bo Bundy.
Bo Bundy's episode. Bo Bundy was like talking motivational shit for like 5 minutes straight. He goes like,
damn.
So what happened to your leg?
Literally, that was the transition.
It was funny though.
It was funny. He was like, damn, everything I said didn't matter.
I know. And he got into it right away. Oh, it's good.
No, and then
like when you don't pay attention to what they're talking about, you're like, damn.
It's because I space out, fool. Like how was it?
Yeah, so that's what you're doing.
You have a short attention span.
And then I just catch attention to something else, and the next thing you know, I just hear everything finish. If it just stays quiet and like becomes awkward, like damn. Damn. So like it catches people's attention.
No, there was another guest when they were talking like so much and you're like, damn, so what's the craziest thing that happened at a show?
About something happened with them. I'm like, damn, have you ever lost anything at the airport?
Dude. Oh, and when he said Sammy, like if he knows them and shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Shout out to Toro. You're invited to my birthday party.
All random.
I know.
Damn, are we invited to your birthday party?
We're throwing you guys a party.
Wait, this is gonna be birthday party
ever.
Like as an adult, huh? Because like your 21st got canceled and your 22nd
got canceled.
We're gonna cancel this one too.
Dang, your ex really canceled your 21st.
Yo, you wanna elaborate?
You wanna elaborate on that?
Hey, okay, now they left me with fucking
last song.
I bet.
Oh no, I already played it.
No, yeah.
I think those were all the songs.
Yeah.
Then
Damn. Anyway, so
I was. Anyway, I got left with like fucking 20 orange juices. Okay, 20 orange juices in my fridge. I took out like all the mandado and shit. Just put the juices inside.
So.
What were you saying?
Nothing.
Damn. If you know, you know.
No.
Dude, tell him.
Nah.
Hey, he's heartbroken. He hasn't healed from that. He's healing.
He's healing from that.
He's a healing.
Wait, you're talking to me or him?
Shut up. Go ride your Heelys outside.
He's healing from. No.
he's probably watching this and he knows. Like.
he's like, yeah, good guy.
What?
He's not, all I heard was that rah rah rah, like bark foo.
Damn,
probably one of the last songs.
Yeah, we're gonna have so much fun with this mixer. We're gonna do whatever the fuck.
Hey, we're gonna put
FX.
It was really cool. Like,
no te entendí ni verga.
It was a big upgrade. Like,
don't care.
No, the una fue so the mic.
Hey, play the next song.
Well, I'm gonna spill the beans.
Spill on foo. They already spilled.
Nah, no, but I want you to talk about it.
Nah, he's not ready.
¿Quién soy yo para hablar de esto?
Damn.
But Polo, I feel like his
album. Damn, so you had a lot of juice left?
I feel like his album is going to be like top chart.
Think so?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's going to reach number one in.
I think he's going to get a
plaque. Like
honestly,
Latin
like, I feel
the
like.
Latin chart.
He's probably going to get a plaque.
On some No Gaga 3000 shit, I think Polo is actually going to be like one of the best. And I don't want to say like because, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, probably because you guys are.
Kiss ass.
We're homies with him, but yeah, like his music is good.
Like he even freestyled for us off camera.
I never seen that.
Oh yeah.
But you weren't here?
Oh, no,
you
went to, I mean like I never seen that aside from
like the Gaga 3000.
Dude, I was so mad that day.
Oh yeah, this one went to the beach.
I mean he had to leave to go to
I think
beach.
We're done with the episode, but you guys wanna rap?
Bet.
Angel, disconnect your headphones, dog, cause you ain't get roasted right now.
Alright. Damn, I gotta think of something. Hold up.
Damn.
Who's first?
Damn.
I can't rap, so I can't even sing.
Oh, this is going to be a shitty beat.
Find out a good beat.
Oh, because it has to be no copyright.
Yeah, it's no copyright beat.
Make one right now. Gecko. On the
cool. You're so fat like a gecko.
Geckos are skinny.
But not you.
That's one called Gecko.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gecko, you look like my uncle with a tejana that goes to church on a Sunday and doesn't dress up because he doesn't want to wear a tuxedo. You're fat. Oh, Angel, you're flat footed. You don't like grass, that's why you never ran.
No, you're still fat. Fatter than a cow.
Come on, your turn, go for it.
Fuck. Let's go. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Keiko, ¿dónde está el pan? Es una panocha.
No.
I don't get good thinking this shit right now. That's why he's like,
dude, you can end this, like, Jason's life like this. Hey, you know, Jason, funny, ¿dónde están tus patas?
No, that's
funny. No, you guys don't get it.
You had to cut the beat for him just for him to say that. Like, damn, no, fool.
Can someone
like take chill? You're flat footed.
Can someone take his mic and his headphones away?
Take that shit away, fool.
All right,
go on, time out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Estás bien pendejo.
Yeah. Keko.
Say that shit, bitch.
Keko, you look like a dog. When you fart, it looks like a fog. You look like an ugly frog that no one wants to kiss. The only kiss you get is from this dick.
Yeah,
you look like a little hamster. Fucking dribble with a tejana. Doesn't matter because you look like a rana.
Yeah, is that Geico? Sell me some insurance, bitch. Bitch,
you know what's funny?
Bitch.
During like rap battles, because we always have rap battles, Keko always is quiet thinking of shit.
He doesn't say shit.
He doesn't end up getting to say shit.
I just keep thinking, fool. I overthink, and the song's over. I'm like, play it back. And I still don't say
nothing. Keko, guess what I found out? That you took speech in elementary school. And also, I found out that your tongue gets stuck.
No. His mom told us this. His mom told
that Keko has a problem with his tongue and it gets stuck to his mouth so he can't speak right.
I invited him over for his fucking tamales and my mom gave him fucking a shitload of tea.
Dude, we went over to his house.
Angel, you're allergic to grass. That's why you're so fat, because you never ran. Wait, did I already say that? No, I didn't. Nah. Who hit it? Was it Keko or was it Ribbit?
All right, babe. Keko, estás bien pendejo. Si te miras en el espejo, te mides como un pedo. Eres un perro. Te agarro de la correa y te tiro al suelo.
Oh! Oh, Keko, you better get a bag right here.
Wait, correas the leash.
Correas leash. Correas leash.
Yeah, Keko. You're so ugly, you should go to Petco and get some food for yourself, cause you're running out of food. Look at that tummy, you look pregnant. You look pregnant. Are you having twins or triplets? Where's the Moet bottle so we can pop it after those kids are born?
Are they kids or are they hippos? Yeah. I thought you guys were gonna laugh at that one.
Go, Angel, take something out.
Stay safe.
Please don't watch it to the end of the episode.
Peace out, guys. Bye.